Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I have a meeting with Allison and Rogers and Wes Moreno on Thursday, so we'll figure out if this is something that's going to happen or not. But I do appreciate them reaching out, and if this is the, this is the absolute final, we know what no looks like. I think all of you do too. So I do again. Gratitude for them reaching out and saying, let's see if we can figure out something Thursday, or we just take no for an answer. So
we know how to hear that it's a no. This is about Baptist Hospital, about the demolition project, which the county commission has been slow dragging Chinese inspectioning to death because apparently Mike Kohler does not believe in the project. Stephen Barry does not believe in the project, and or doesn't believe in funding it. And it's all fine and good to say we believe in it, but we're not going to give money to it is where the real question is. We love it if somebody else pays. It's not, the most advanced position. Steven Stroberger says he thinks it's a corporate bailout. So Ashley Hoffberger is on board. Lumen May is on board. Lumen has been working real hard to bring it about. And, of course, it's in his district, and it's going to benefit a lot of his constituents, primarily poor minority constituents in that vicinity and others as well, by providing, mixed income housing, retail development. It's a blighted neighborhood. I actually did a video the other day. I drove back. Every once in a while I do these driving videos where I just go look at stuff. Because I think a lot of times, yes.
So you do drive-bys.
I do drive-bys, without the shooting, without so much of the homicide. try to keep the homicide to a minimum on my show. So I went and drove around Baptist because I hadn't been over there in a few months, and just drove around the perimeter. It looks like any decrepit, dilapidated, abandoned place. There's those kind of temporary chain link fences around the outside, that are not well maintained. There's overgrowth. And it's not just the main facility. It's all the surrounding stuff too. Because remember, there were, there was like the soup shop, and there was, various peripheral medical activities as well, because every hospital is surrounded by doctor's offices of other kinds, specialists and things like that. And all that stuff is just gone. It's all just empty and vacant, and, it's not entirely broken and graffitied or just, damaged like, say, the one on Palafox, but it's early yet, right? It hasn't been that long since Baptist moved, but it's also not in pristine shape. And you can see the video. I guess I could share it to our news radio Facebook page. It's on my Facebook page if you want to go see it. And basically I said, look, if, somebody doesn't do something, then nothing's going to happen, right? And 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, we're going to have this just same situation we've got now, which is more overgrowth, more broken windows, more ugly, more, failure to do something in that vicinity. So what we're waiting on right now is the county commission has again delayed whether they're going to fund anything, whether they're going to fund $500,000 from some like code enforcement fund, I think is where it's at, because that would be kind of a remediation fund. There might be some other funds as well. They're completely unwilling to put in the $2 million from general revenue. The mayor is going to meet with Allison Rogers, that's county attorney, West Moreno County Administrator, tomorrow, to talk about this. There's not a lot I can talk about with the mayor because, as he said yesterday in his press conference, he doesn't want to get ahead of that meeting out of respect for the process. But, I'll tell you, I don't have a lot of optimism. The commission has, other than Lumen and Ashley, and you got to get one more vote, right? And so, will we be able to get anything done? I don't know. Then what happens? Is the city going to raise their share of the cost? Is Baptist going to raise their share of the cost? Or are we going to have a cookie sale out on Moreno Street and try to raise the money that way? buy cookies to demolish this eyesore. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's not great. Also, you have the mayor yesterday explaining that, you know, the repeated claim by Commissioner Kohler, the chairman of the board, is that, you know, the city hasn't done their part, hasn't, you know, come back with good ideas. You know, they haven't heard back from the city. Stroberger says he's got a public records request in that hasn't been answered. The mayor says, I don't know what he's talking about.
If I were to address one concrete thing, any conversation that we haven't been in communication with the county is not. This will be our third meeting with staff in 5 months, and we just haven't been able to get something on the agenda. So I will say
that is a key part of this. Haven't been able to get something on the agenda because, you know, remember it was an add-on item, and then they didn't vote on it, and you know, I don't know who internally is making this not happen, but a commissioner should be able to put an item on the agenda. And it was all but donating blood and promising his offspring for Lumen to just get it on as an add-on. And I'm sure Lumen didn't only want it as an add-on. I'm sure he's been trying to get it before that. And why is this so hard? Just get a vote. I mean, if you're going to vote no. Which is, but, you know, but vote. And they, so we got pushed back to next week now.
Been able to get something on the agenda. So I will say any comment that the city hasn't been responsive or anything like that, just as a point of clarity, not to debate in the media back and forth about opinions of priorities and what's more important and what's not. I just would say April 7th, May 30th, and this Thursday will be three meetings with just staff. That doesn't count.
We've been meeting and, oh, by the way, here's the receipts. Just casually. I actually have dates, you know. There's actually evidence.
Just that. That doesn't count. Several meetings with county commissioners in person and Baptist and all. I mean, tons of meetings across the board to try to get this done. But I mean, directly with trying to meet with staff, we've been as responsive as we think we can be to try to get something done.
Yeah, because it's important to not extend again, if even it's possible, the land donation agreement from Baptist, the state funding that's always kind of a will we, won't we. It sort of feels, you know, always feels like it's in jeopardy. Plus the demolition bid is, I mean, that's got a time limit on it. You can't be like, well, we're going to demolish it for this much. Oh, in 2053? No, it, you know, it does, there's a deadline because prices change, right? So then he was asked, well, why not why don't you go meet with Mike Kohler? Why don't you meet with Steve Stroberger? You know, you're not going to get Stephen Barry, I think we all assume, for reasons that I'm not quite sure what they are, but okay. Everybody kind of assumes that Stephen Barry cannot be persuaded. So why not go talk to Mike? Why not go talk to Steve, other Steve, Steve too, and see these people with the names. There's just no, it ought to be like some people should be disqualified from being able to be on a board just because of the name problem. I don't know how you can't work that out in reality, but we've got Stephen Barry, Stephen Stroberger, or Steve Stroberger, Steve 1, Steve 2. Then you've got Steve Stroberger, and you've got Ashley Hoffberger, the double burgers. I mean, it's just with cheese, no mayo. I mean, like, it's not fair to people who, look, I know the distinctions, but these names all sound real similar to most people, and understandably so. Anyway, he was asked, why not just go meet with them? You have the power of the phone and the pen, a la Obama. Why not go do it?
Well, I mean, I'm open to meeting with any.
You don't remember that? You don't remember that? That's what Obama used to always say. I've got the, I have, you know, the power, you know, of the phone and, the pen. You don't remember Obama's speech?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, man. Boy. I cannot tell you how many hours of listeners' lives I saved by just editing the pauses out of Obama audio.
God, yes. It was thank brutal. You. We thank you.
And by the way, not because he's dumb. He did it on purpose. As I understand it, he used to put pauses in on purpose in order to not sound too smart and to give people a chance to kind of pace with him. It's kind of a weirdly brilliant rhetorical strategy, infuriating for people who like to work at pace like me. You know me, I talk fast, and if you can't listen fast, that's your problem.
Exactly.
Anyway, I don't know how we got on this. Anyway,
all right,
why not go meet with Stephen too, or with Mike Kohler, the chairman?
Well, I mean, I'm open to meeting with anybody at any time. I if I can get return phone calls, but
if they would return my phone calls. Yikes. Wow. Okay.
But I mean, specific to Kohler, I don't want to say Steven, you know, but we've made
so
calls.
So it's just Mike Kohler that's not returning the calls. Okay.
But we've made calls, not recently, but in during this process, mm-hmm. And I'd meet with him today if he'd like to.
Yeah, I'll meet with him today. Quit asking. I mean, after a while, if people don't answer, you stop asking, you know, because you figure they're not willing. Okay, so we'll see. Like I said, the meeting is tomorrow with Wes and Allison, and, you know, we'll find out post that whether anything really interesting has happened. I don't have great hopes because I don't. I just, you know, personally, I don't know what's going to happen if the county won't put in the $2 million or even, I mean, whatever they're going to put in, if anything. We'll see. I'm worried, personally, that in 10 years we're just going to have a, you know, nothing. It'll just be an albatross. That's a Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner reference for those who don't know. 521 on News Radio 92.3. What? Come on now. Candy, what? What, you think you
going
can...
Going to Friday,
you,
plenty of sunshine.
You think you... Oh, that's not...
That's not Candy.
Sounds like Brooke.
It was Brooke.
Is Candy there?
I've had it out with Brooke.
Oh, have you?
She's an albatross.
Around your neck?
Yeah, that's a Mariner reference, John Pickens.
No, not a Mariner reference. Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner reference, Candy.
Who cares? Oh, my God. Who are you?
Sit back
have
down.
You ever met his friend?
Go back to the new
singular
friend.
I'm
yeah,
just kidding.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
By the way, it's good to have you on the show for the day.
Is it?
As a loner.
It's weird. Like, everything's wrong this morning.
Okay.
I love you.
Love you, too.
I'll witch
521 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
You hear that? That's Mike sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs. So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this, Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Fresh and clean as a whistle. That's Irish Spring. Fresh and clean as a whistle.
If 525 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It is so choice. Let's see. We've got not David Wayne this morning. Got to readjust my my thinking here for a second. Candy is in the newsroom with our headlines. Candy?
I do news here, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said I do news here, too.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something else.
Right. No, I did not. Oh, yeah. That's nice. Escambia County deputies have arrested several people in two separate... Hold on.
You want another try at this?
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm still learning the buttons.
We've got David Wayne is out for the day, but Candy is sitting in.
We get to do a do-over? All right. Escambia County deputies have arrested several people in two separate burglary cases over the last few days.
Over the weekend and yesterday, we arrested, I guess, four burglars, two for vehicular burglaries and two for business burglaries. So doing a good job out there at night while we're sleeping.
Yeah, it's one case deputies responded to a suspected vehicle burglary and didn't find the suspects in the act, but did find him wandering the streets and arrested him after surveillance footage from a Ring camera doorbell. And I just realized you probably talked to Sheriff Chip Simmons yesterday, and that's how
right.
he got that. So,
and we're
going to
replay that one coming up in about 10 minutes. So,
well,
but that's cool.
That's a huge my bad, but at least we know that Chip is out there, you know, doing his thing. And Pensacola International, or sometimes Intergalactic Airport, hoping to earn the title of Best Small Airport in USA Today's Best 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards.
Nice.
Yeah, there's 20 airports nationwide up for the award, and the city is hoping the residents will step up and give them a vote. You can vote once per day per device, and the top 10 winners announced in October.
Wait, what was the name of the award, though?
Best Small Airport.
But there's going to... Oh, there's going to be 10. They're in the top 20 now. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Miss Heard just asking for clarification. Go on. You got a third story?
Would you like a third story?
There's
bear harvest permit applications for Florida's first regulated bear hunting season in over a decade. Available September 12th and remains open until September 22nd. Here's the deal, though. There's not very many. It looks like there's 68 permits. Applicants have to be 18 years old by October 1st, and you can apply multiple times. $5 per application. Permits are $100 for residents, $300 for non-residents. A limit on non-resident permit applications can be submitted online. Go Outdoors Florida. And for more details, myfwc.com/bearhunting.
Thank you so much, Candy.
Hey, you're welcome.
Good to have you back on the show, sir.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's nice to be here. We love you guys.
527 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need to take a look at a next car, especially one that's not brand new, okay, because you don't want to spend the brand new money. You want to avoid that depreciation hit of that, you know, the first 10 feet off the lot costs you the most, right? That's when the real hit comes. But, you know, after that, I mean, it's still losing a little bit of value, but a lot slower. So they specialize in cars that are maybe a year to 3 years young, maybe 10,000 to 40,000 miles, somewhere in that vicinity. That's kind of their sweet spot. A-condition cars, like really good, almost new, one, possibly two owners, and then you're going to get your car warrantied to 10 years or 100,000 miles because they stand by them. But seriously, they have all these cars and trucks and vans and SUVs on the lot that you can look at and drive to your heart's content. You know, you don't have to just go and drive one and then have a big, long conversation. You know, be like, hey, I am here because Andrew said I should drive six cars. I'm here to drive six cars. So go drive six cars. And then after, when you're done, be like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm out. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, or you could be like, well, you know, I kind of like this one. I didn't like that one. Can you find me one in blue with less miles? Yep, we can do that. And they will. They go hunting for people for cars all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. We have a Cracker Barrel Saga update. I feel like we ought to have theme music for the Cracker Barrel.
I know, I was about to go dun-dun-dun.
I know, but what would the theme music really be for Cracker Barrel?
Down. You know, like a banjo playing?
That didn't sound like any banjo I've ever heard in my entire life.
I was going with, you know, never mind. Trying to get some bluegrass music in there.
It's okay. It's like somebody Juice Harp picking a cello is what that sounded like to me. Candy wants in again?
Yes, I just wanted to say, John, that sounded like a dirty movie, not like a
well,
movie.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I thought
but
that
I do
was,
feel like that about Cracker Barrel.
I thought that
them.
Was, you know, when they can't afford
really
real
like
music
them.
In the porno is what that sounded like to me, but okay.
Oh, we could say porno over here?
I don't know. Sure.
Why 5 a.m.
Yes, what time does Cracker? Yeah, it's Safe Harbor.
The adult entertainment film. Anyway, Candy,
sorry,
thank you.
Sorry. Oh, okay,
so,
bye.
Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel has again responded to consumer frustration. And as far as we know, they're still doing the new and improved self-esteem enhancing peg game. The one that doesn't insult you anymore. You remember
what
we
transgressors
about that?
Okay. About
as
that
far
one.
As I know, that's still coming. Whatever. But they have said they're going to stop doing the remodels.
Thank goodness.
There's, what did they say? There's 600 stores is the number I have in my head. But they have only done 4 of the remodels so far. And the the consumer feedback has been so universally negative that they say, we're going to just stick with the old Cracker Barrel that you actually like. And we're going to stop trying to change it into something that nobody wants. Yeah, 660 locations, only 4 have done the remodel. So what they're assuring you is if yours hasn't been remodeled, and ours hasn't been remodeled yet, I think, on the 101.
No, I think we're good.
It's not going to be. It's going to stay as it is. So I guess that's a win.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The Justice Department slaps federal charges under Carlos Brown Jr., accused of murdering a young woman on a train in Charlotte.
We are going to prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law. We have taken the case because it's murder on mass transit.
U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi on Fox's Hannity.
The family of Irina Zarudzka is speaking out for the first time after the brutal murder. Quote, we are heartbroken beyond words. Irina came here to find peace and safety, and instead, her life was stolen from her in the most horrific way. No family should have to go through this. This could have been anyone riding the light rail that night. We are committed to making sure this never happens again.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Later this morning, Democratic Socialist Orrin Mamdani holds a big lead in the polls. Race for New York City Mayor will deliver a major campaign announcement in the Bronx. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 70. It's clear in Pensacola. It is 5:31. I'm Candy. I'm sitting in for David Wayne this morning, and I'm trying. Starting next month, City of Milton says they're going to intensify efforts to remove abandoned and inoperable vehicles from the city limits. City says the initiative aims to enhance neighborhood safety and improve the community's appearance. Officials say that vehicles without current tags or wouldn't be legally drivable are going to be targeted. Any non-operable vehicles need to be stored in a garage or behind a fence, and the city says that they're hoping to get voluntary compliance and not to assess fines, as the vehicles can attract crime and block rights of way. Other code issues are going to be enforced too, including tall grass, non-permitted signs. Residents can report issues online and are urged to address any notices promptly so they can avoid fines. Florida's new sales tax holiday on guns and ammunition and camping supplies is now in effect. It's going to continue until the end of December, and the Second Amendment sales tax holiday suspends sales tax on items essential for hunting, for fishing, and camping, and allowing for savings on a range of products. Eligible items include firearms and bows.
It also allows Floridians to save on supplies needed for other sportsman activities like camping and fishing.
And that's Governor Ron DeSantis. He promoted the tax holiday yesterday, day before yesterday, rather, at a store in Plant City. And it also covers camping and fishing gear like tents and lanterns and fishing supplies, each with specific price limits. And more information is available at the State Department of Revenue website. If you're a Paul McCartney fan, certainly you know the Wings. And he's announcing the first ever Wings anthology.
The album is titled Wings, and virtually all of the 32 tracks are remastered versions. The anthology will be available in CD, Blu-ray, and LP formats, including a limited edition 3LP color vinyl format. Included are number one hits such as Silly Love Songs with A Little Luck and Band on the Run, as well as deep cuts like 1985, Arrow Through Me, and Mull of Kintyre. Wings is set for a November 7th release. I'm Mark Nayfield.
Thanks so much, Mark. And Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has launched this art contest. It's 2025-2026 Florida Fish Art Contest, inviting students in grades K through 12 to explore nature through art and writing. So if you have a child or know one that's really into art, really into writing, this just might be the thing. And participants select a native fish species to research and create an original handmade artwork, along with the one-page writing piece. Winners are going to be recognized in both freshwater and saltwater categories, and the FWC says submissions will be accepted until February. If you need details, you can visit myfwc.com/fishart. Same place you go for the bear hunting stuff. Make America Healthy Again Commission, releasing its second report. Tammy Trujillo has details here. I guess she doesn't, and that's okay, it looks like. Pensacola International Airport, as we mentioned just a little bit earlier, has the best wants to earn the best title, small airport in USA. Today's 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards, 20 airports nationwide up for the award, and the city is hoping our residents are going to step up.
The commission's highly anticipated report lays out the Trump administration's planned health strategy, which
prioritizes vaccines, childhood nutrition, water fluoridation, and exposure to chemicals. HHS also plans to create a mental health diagnosis and prescription working group to evaluate prescription patterns for common psychiatric medications, as its previous report argued that children are taking too many medications. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you so much, Tammy. And we'll take a look at our area forecast now from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We do have a beautiful day in store for you today. High near 88 degrees, plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Going into Friday, plenty of sunshine, high near 92. And by Friday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Hey, thanks, Rick. 70 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, and 69 in Milton. Next news happens in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. I am Candy. I'm sitting in for David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Making it to work on time? No points. Holding the door? Still no points. Remembering trash day? You guessed it. No points. But with the Penn Air Rewards MasterCard, you can get 20,000 points and no balance transfer fees for opening a new card and doing your everyday shopping. Every swipe after, more points, more rewards, more reasons to swipe. Start earning today at pennair.org/creditcards. 20,000 bonus points awarded to new rewards cardholders after the qualifying spend in the first 90 days, insured by NCUA.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. Tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me?
That I would sign this controversial thing, though, we've got almost a 3-1 majority in the Florida House of Representatives. 38 states have open carry. It's not something that's controversial. The sky hasn't fallen in any of those. You know, why not pass that out of the Florida House of Representatives? And I've said for years that that'd be something that I would sign. Doesn't seem to get off the ground, even with all those Republicans all running, saying their Second Amendment, all banging their chests in the primaries, then get up to Tallahassee and not follow through. So I think they should just follow through.
Governor DeSantis yesterday announcing the beginning of the week-long tax holiday for hunting and guns and ammunition. So he also says, I believe in open carry. I, Andrew McKay, also believe in open carry. I've lived in two states that had it. I didn't think it was a big deal, but we do always like to check with our law enforcement officers because I know they also have views, and they're ultimately the ones that have to deal with all the nuts and all the mixed nuts that make up the great residents of Escambia and Santa Rosa County. So, Chip Simmons.
Good morning.
Welcome
Speaking
back.
Of nuts.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. You know, chest thumping or other. I know you and I have talked about this before because we talk a lot about these things, but open carry, support, don't support. What's your, do you have a take? Do you have a position?
I very much support a Second Amendment supporter, I think that there are some things that you have to consider. Officer safety is certainly one of those things. I know that we talked a lot about a connection between people that are dealing drugs and people that are carrying weapons. And, you know, I feel that open carry is going to cause more of that, you know, when that combination of drugs and guns. I know that a couple of years ago, whenever we were talking about the constitutional carry, which we have now,
Permitless concealed carry, right?
Yeah. Yeah, basically you can have one as long as you're
would be
concealed.
Eligible,
and there's some other considerations as you just mentioned, but we talked a lot about what open carry would mean to in the law enforcement community, and we all come to. I'm not going to speak for other sheriffs, but I'll speak for myself and my understanding of our conversations and what that means is that we want to see exactly what that means. Let's look at these other states. Where do they allow it and where do they not allow it? Because they're even constitutional carry, you still can't carry it everywhere. So, you know, am I concerned about it? No, it's not something that's going to keep me up at night. But it's certainly something that I would like to take a look at the legislation, look at who can and can't, and in what capacities can you carry it, and where. So I guess just a mention by the governor and something that he might want to push the House of Representatives is not something that I'm going to immediately start to champion one way or the other.
And it has not gone anywhere. He's right. It hasn't really gotten off the ground in the last several years, which that kind of keep trying. You know, from my own view, I would like us to have less restrictions on where we can take it because I feel like I'm a good guy with a gun. And everywhere I have to not take one is a place that's more vulnerable because of that. And it's also inconvenient, you know, gun here, gun not there, all that kind of stuff. But I've lived in two states, Oregon and Arizona, that had open carry. And it was weird at first. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, okay.
Well, I want to say Tennessee may have it.
There's several. I can't remember. There's several that have it.
And being surprised
Alabama
at
has
people
it.
Walking around. Yeah.
Alabama now has open carry.
Walking around just with a gun out in the open. And it would take some getting used to. Mm-hmm. You're correct.
Other things that are going
hopefully
on.
Some training.
What's that?
And hopefully some training.
I'm all for it.
The people that carry it.
Hey, we're training the kids in school on basic gun safety in terms of not picking up a gun that they stumble across. And then, you know, teach your citizens how to shoot and operate a gun and be safe with it. I mean, I just think that, you know, and because many of them are not. Just because you buy one doesn't mean you should be shooting it. There's a lot of people that need better safety training, that's for sure.
Right.
You had a burglary arrest. Is this yesterday? Is that right?
Well, we had a couple, actually. The one that I'm talking about happened overnight. I just got the report on it. In the area of Ventura Lane and Waverly Drive, got a report of a burglary in progress, and we get there. Some people that were apparently trying to break into and ultimately ended up breaking into some vehicles. When we get there, our deputies did a good job. They didn't see anyone initially, but they found a backpack that looked like it had been stolen from a truck. And then one of our deputies located the two suspects who were walking around, claiming they were minding their own business. However, they were on the Ring camera doing some burglaries, and we ended up arresting two individuals for the burglaries. Actually, two burglaries we ended up charging them with, and they're also suspects in other burglaries. So that's a good job by the deputies getting there. They didn't catch them in the act, but they caught them leaving the scene of the crime. And again, the witness statements and the Ring cameras substantiated the fact that they were both guilty, or they were suspected, and we had probable cause to believe they committed the burglaries. We also arrested a couple people. Dave Howell Tires is a tire store up off of 29, I think north, right around 10 Mile Road.
Okay.
Maybe 9.5 Mile Road. We get a call over the, I think about 2 days ago, that there was someone that looked like they were breaking into Dave Howell Tires. Our deputies found the suspect hiding behind a church nearby, talked to him, and then investigators interviewed him, ended up going to a house, retrieved some of the stolen property from a previous burglary of Dave Howell Tires, and we also arrested another individual. So over the weekend and yesterday, we arrested, I guess, four burglars, two for vehicular burglaries and two for business burglaries. So doing a good job out there at night while we're sleeping.
What, if you had to rough guess it, what percentage of your cases is Ring doorbell either involved or vital or useful or, you know, I would have to guess it's I mean, at least a quarter, maybe as many as half. But what you tell me, you know better.
I'd venture to say, especially in property crimes, vehicular burglaries and what we're talking about now, residential or business burglaries, I would say it's near as 50%.
Yeah.
There's some video where if it's not the victim's home, it's something that we can get from a neighbor.
Right.
Or there's almost always a business nearby. And that's why I'm so big on technology. That's why I'm so big on the real-time crime center and using license plate readers and these cameras that are in some areas, because we can see, hey, it looks like this particular car was going through this one area. And sometimes it doesn't pan out. Sometimes they were just happen to be,
right,
you know, driving through. But if you put two and two together, you know, it oftentimes equals four in relation to who we arrest and how we're able to bring about some successful resolutions of these crimes.
You mentioned technology, Sheriff, and of course you know that the city of Pensacola is getting ready to put in license plate readers, although they've had them on cars forever. I mean, you were the chief of police, you know. Gulf Breeze is putting them in. They've got a trailer and also some on fixed location, same thing. I know you've kind of been reluctant to talk a lot about these for sort of obvious reasons, but just give me a citizen's sense of how often license plate readers really materially assist you in thwarting, preventing, or solving crimes from your perspective. Because we know the Ring doorbells. I know that's private individuals doing that, and that's, you know, I mean, people do what they do, and that's fine. And they involve a lot of cases. License plate readers, how significant have they been for law enforcement for you?
Yeah, we've been doing this for years now.
Yeah.
Ever since I was a sheriff, and as you mentioned, even when I was police chief, we were starting to really get into the license plate readers. Again, these are on roadways, public roadways, where driving is a privilege,
yeah,
and not a right. But I will tell you that probably around 25%, but some of the bigger cases, recently we had a case where someone stole money. There was a jugging incident where they followed an individual and they stole some money
after the ATM, just picked up from
the bank or a business, or they were about to make a deposit. We ultimately ended up getting on that case within, I think, 30 minutes. We were able to catch them over in Fort Walton through the license plate readers. We were able to put that vehicle here in Escambia County at the scene of the crime. We identified the vehicle, and then we put that through our partners in other counties, and this individual was picked up right over there in Santa Rosa County. In Fort Walton Beach area. So we would have never been able to do that had it not been for the license plate readers. And there's a number of cases like that where we immediately go to the real-time crime center, the analysts down there, and say, this is the crime, this is where it took place, and they know exactly what they're doing. They look at this intersection, that intersection, and they put it out for others. They try to figure out where this vehicle has been, you know, more often, more frequently. And then they can sometimes it leads us to their home, sometimes it leads us to their place of business, and sometimes it leads us to them, you know, where they actually are. So I again, probably nearing 25%. I think ultimately we're going to get close to 50%, as I mentioned, with the Ring doorbells or the home defense type door surveillance.
And especially the big, the high profile cases. I mean, I was thinking about like the Bonnie and Clyde incident from a couple of years ago.
Right.
Billy
Boyette.
Boyette, right.
Right.
That, you know, you knew they attacked this woman in Alabama, they took her car. Well, now you got a license plate. And if you got that to put in, you know, you can maybe get on them right quick instead of having to wait and go look in the woods and all that kind of. Like, those are the kind of crimes where people are traveling, they're on the roads, they're in a known car. You know, you can pretty quickly plug that information in and use it to find somebody if need be, or at least get close to where they're going to be, right?
Yeah, in that case, that person was going to steal a car, but we also felt like he wasn't going to keep that car for long.
Yeah.
Right? He was going to steal it and leave. But so we were able to quickly put that information into, again, our network. And in that case, we had a relationship with Alabama authorities as well. So, and then we figured out that he was what? That we worked with our Lamar Sign Company. They had billboards all throughout the Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to find him in Mississippi. So I think that was, that was even in the early stages of where technology is. And you know, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office itself, we have well over 50 license plate readers. We have well over 50 cruiser cars that have license plate readers in them also. We're about to start phase two in Pensacola Beach, putting some cameras, not really license plate readers, although we do have some on the beach. These are going to be cameras that are going to handle the area, Casino Beach area. So we're going to have some video surveillance in that parking lot area feeding directly into our real-time crime center to supplement what we already have on the boardwalk side. So Pensacola Beach is going to be The public area is going to be pretty much covered with cameras. So these are things that we have at the sheriff's office. But again, think about this. We're partnering with the Pensacola Police Department, who actually have a couple of employees embedded in our real-time crime center. They're going to get, what was it, 18, I think is the number of license plate readers they're
going
to get.
That's what I remember, yeah.
Santa Rosa County has a number of them. Again, all of our partners, as they continue to build their capacity, then that makes us even greater, even though it doesn't cost us any more money. You know, Pensacola Police Department's got a grant to get their cameras, so that supplements what we do, because people don't care if they're in the city limits or out throughout the county. So I think the more license plate readers, the better detailed picture we get of a suspect vehicle.
You know, one of the stories we didn't talk yet about, but you had a guy who I guess got into a domestic dispute with his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend at a Valero and wound up being shots fired over what? $60 he took from her, and
snatched some money from an ex-woman that he had a relationship with. So it was domestic violence. We ended up arresting him. He was found in a wooded area nearby. Claimed he was just, taking a leak and all this nonsense, scratched by thorns and all that.
It happened to have the money.
Yeah.
Happened to have
always
the money.
Always $20 bills that looked like they had been just snatched from a friend of theirs.
Fresh snatch marks on him.
Yeah. So we end up arresting him, charging him with aggravated assault.
But, I mean, he's firing a gun up in the air to scare people. I mean, it's not firing at him, but it's still, you can't do that.
Well, he's committed a crime, and then he's firing a weapon.
He's got a past, right? He's got a history.
Absolutely has a history, yeah. He shouldn't have a gun in the first place. Shouldn't be fighting. Shouldn't be snatching weapons. Shouldn't be hiding in the woods.
Yeah, all the things. I did want to, this is totally off topic, but I happened to drive by Leonard Street the other day, and I drove by your offices, and I know I didn't stop in and say hi, but, you're busy.
Yes. I was in Tallahassee, actually.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. We'll get to that in a second. I had not seen the memorial, which has been there for, what, about 6 months?
Probably May. Yeah,
okay.
Late May.
It's really nice. I mean, it looks really good. I'm not trying to be surprised, but I love it. It's so much better than the old one, and you automatically notice it when you're driving by. Mm-hmm. And when you're walking into the office, it's the memorial to fallen officers. You can't help but notice it, which is a really nice reminder of the cost, potentially, of being a cop, the importance of devotion and what people have paid to be, to make our streets safe. So kudos. It's really fantastic.
I'm glad you said that, and I can't help. Every time someone brings it up, I want to talk about it. I won't talk about it at length here, but I think that what we wanted was it to be a focal point. There were so many times that people didn't realize that we even had a memorial out front.
That's right.
And so if you noticed, we have two sides to it. The wall side, there's a big star in the middle, and then the other side is like some stadium-type seating. So the thought there is that when people do tours, they can go out there. We've used it for our Blazer Academy. We've taken pictures there.
Oh,
we've
nice, done things. Yeah.
And my hope and my thought is that someone will be sitting on that side, and you can't help but look across and see this huge wall. And even if you're a small child, you may ask a question: What is that? Who are mm-hmm. those people on that wall? And that allows people to say these are people that sacrificed their all for where we are. So we're very proud of it. We're continuing to work on that whole area up there.
Paid for by the foundation,
Plaza.
Not by taxpayer funds.
Not a single dollar was paid by taxpayer dollars. It was paid through the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation. We talk a lot about the fundraising efforts of the foundation so that we don't have to use general fund dollars, so that I can keep that money going to boots on the ground and that sort of thing. So I appreciate that's exactly the look that we wanted, and we couldn't be more proud of what the donation really from the foundation and what the community can now experience.
Last thing, we're almost out of time, sorry. But you were in Tallahassee yesterday. We know Santa Rosa was in Tallahassee getting an award for their Bloodhound Unit. Your office was there getting an award for Missing Persons Unit in general, right?
In general, yeah. The John and Reeve Walsh Award, I call it the Award for Excellence, because they talked about the Escambia County Sheriff's Office and all the things that we have done throughout the year. And just to listen to him talk, it kind of made me smile, because I'm so proud of the efforts that we have at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. People have no idea how many missing persons that we actually get. Habitual runaways, and then there's some children that are missing. There's a lot of them were custodial or mm-hmm. Former relationships, but some of them are just difficult to hear about. I mean, at the end of this ceremony, if anyone's ever been there, I know you're about to cut me off, but I think that
I would never.
That what they do is they have all these families that have shirts, and many times they have the child's picture on them, and then they'll come up and they'll get a rose and they'll put it in front of the picture. It's heartbreaking to put yourself in that situation of what a parent or a family member must go through with a missing child.
Because, I mean, hundreds of times a year, this is a routine thing that you guys deal with, is that all the various categories, silver, not as frequent amber, but habitual runaways all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, and again, there is an individual taken from a family, whether it is a stranger kidnapping, which is, fortunately is very, very rare. But there are a lot of cases where there are people that take them and they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
You know, and then they may never see them again. And that's some of the things that they've seen there. So our missing person unit, again, congratulations to them. John and Rive Walsh Award for Excellence for the entire state of Florida.
Nice. Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, a pleasure. Thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
Absolutely. 5:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Adams Homes, in conjunction with Acrisure Mortgage, invites you to a special pop-up home expo. It's happening Saturday from 10 till 2 at Turtle Creek, a new cottage home neighborhood community featuring completed homes ready to move in now. At Turtle Creek, you'll find beautiful and affordable new homes, plus vendors, giveaway drawings, even food trucks. Adams Home agents will be on hand to show and discuss unbelievable purchase incentives, plus lenders with Acrisure Mortgage to answer all your questions. Acrisure Mortgage is a top 20 national leader in home underwriting, processing, and closing, offering great rates and extensive home loan product options. Real-time loan updates and available when you need them most. Don't miss it. The Pop-Up Home Expo, this Saturday from 10 till 2 at the new Adams Homes Turtle Creek Cottage Homes Community, just off Highway 29, 3 miles north of the paper mill in Cantonment. Brought to you by Adams Homes and Expo sponsor Acrisure Mortgage. When you need any job done outdoors, you need Five Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. Five Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google Five Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. Five Star Outdoor Services.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app.
Tap that app
to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
I had a good job until my boss accused me of stealing. I better call Saul.
One step beyond.
Good morning, 5:58 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Candy is with us this morning in the newsroom. What do you got, Candy?
Good morning. Local governments, nonprofits, and citizens had a chance to address a Escambia County legislative delegation. This happened last night at the Molino Community Center. It was comprised of Florida Representative Michelle Salzman, Representative Alex Andrade, and Senator Don Gates. Tickets go on sale today for next year's FIFA World Cup, and the front runner is in the New York City mayor's race, wants to end dynamic pricing. And two Pensacola residents have been indicted in a federal court on charges stemming from a multi-year scheme to defraud victims of millions of dollars. And we'll have more on that story coming up in the news.
Yeah, that story is crazy.
It is crazy.
I mean, they basically pretend to be a part of this massive investment firm. and they manage to get people who are in that firm for real to transfer money to them somehow. And then they're buying, like, yachts and cars and stuff. I mean, yeah, it's just a crazy
looking
story.
At 50 years in prison and probably some time in hell.
Not sure the judge has that authority, but it might be a follow-on.
Yeah. That's true.
It might be a follow-on.
Sorry.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute. Candy will have more coming up next.